Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We go to the hotline right now, and good to be joined by our friend and fantasy football expert, Lisa Ann. Lisa, happy week two to you. How are you?
Happy week two. What a great game we got to enjoy last night. I went into the night thinking like, Bengals-Browns, how exciting can this be? It ended up being exciting.
Yeah, 35-30, you don't even need to look at the box score. You just see the final score. You go, man, this is a fantasy football player's dream right here. Is Joe Burrow going to be kind of a sneaky three-touchdown-in-garbage-time fantasy quarterback this year?
Yeah, you know, we don't know. I have him tucked away on my bench in quite a few leagues just because I really didn't want anybody else to have him, and I felt that he had the potential. I mean, he's such a patient quarterback. For such a young player, I love to watch him play. He's definitely going to make the NFL and the Bengals really watchable this season. This consistency is something we're going to watch. Seeing A.J. Green go out there, I benched A.J. Green last night because I felt like, okay, after just coming back to play, after missing so much time and having this short recovery of Sunday play, Thursday night play, he's going to go on my bench. That's okay with me. But I love what A.J. Green and Joe Burrow have put together. I love that he's using the rookie Higgins. I just think, you know, they're going to be a surprisingly fun team to watch. And Baker getting his act together was great for him and great for Odell because we don't need any more bad press for the Cleveland Browns.
No.
Lisa, the Texans will face the Ravens this week, obviously. One of the rookies getting a whole lot of buzz is J.K. Dobbins, who had a good game last week. I guess the problem with Dobbins is you might get really excited about him, but the Ravens seem committed to playing each of their three running backs like almost exactly 33% of the snaps. Is there any? Do you get any feel that one of these guys might actually emerge as a bell cow in Baltimore?
I really don't. I think it's going to be exactly what you said. It's going to be a shared backfield, and you're going to be playing him. You're going to be playing them and grinding your teeth each time it's not J.K. Dobbins, right? So, yes, I think J.K. Dobbins is a great own on your bench to see if an injury does present itself or maybe he starts to get more of the workload. But for right now, it looks pretty evenly split, and that doesn't make you a win in fantasy.
Lisa Ann joining us for some fantasy football advice. Lisa, I think one of the big stories out of week one was some of the performances, maybe good and bad, from some of the old guard among the quarterbacks. Is Aaron Rodgers, is this drafting of Jordan Love that we thought might send Aaron Rodgers into a funk? Is this actually going to send him on a killing rampage all year long? He looked pretty good in week one against a good defense.
Man, I can only hope so. As a proud owner of Devontae Adams, it was a good look to see all those points on my fantasy squads, right? But this is what Aaron Rodgers talked about in a recent interview. He talked about the fact that during quarantine, he went back and watched his own tape from 5 years ago. He studied his footwork. He understood what new habits he had gotten into, some of them being bad habits. And I think really having that downtime was probably so valuable to Aaron Rodgers to observe, right? Can he keep this up with MVS? That would be awesome. He's got Lazard there. This was a good push for Aaron Rodgers, right? Seeing them draft another quarterback was a good way to say, oh, wow, my time could be ticking. I need to market myself if I'm going to leave this team and expect big money somewhere else.
Lisa, which aging quarterback should you be most concerned about at this point, Drew Brees or Tom Brady?
I want to say Tom Brady. I mean, I don't love that Drew Brees is dealing with Michael Thomas having an injury, but I want to say Tom Brady because if you watched how that line did not protect him. It just buckled under pressure. Seeing defenders who are supposed to be watching Brady's back and Brady's watching them just get knocked over and then he's getting pummeled, That's not good for any quarterback, and it's especially not good for a 43-year-old quarterback. So there's that. I also think Brady is already in a pickle with the fact that Mike Evans has a hamstring. Chris Godwin is on concussion protocol. Gronk looked a little bit slower. Happy to see O.J. Howard get in the end zone. He's my kind of sweet tight end in Tampa that I think Tom Brady can make a star out of. But I just don't think the team – yes, Tom has been able to work with his receivers on the offseason, but I don't think the team had enough time to really mesh, understand, and communicate. So I'm more worried about Tom Brady.
All right. So, yeah, Lisa, I know that you thought Scotty Miller on Tampa Bay, he was a super sleeper for you. I know that because you sent that to me right before my draft, like, hey, Scotty Miller. And I got Scotty Miller. With Godwin dealing with an injury, with Evans dealing with a hamstring, you could see Brady maybe working that Edelman portion of the field a little bit more, right?
Agreed. And not only with those injuries, the fact that Tom Brady doesn't have enough time to set up a play, he has no freedom in the pocket. So Scotty Miller can get something done for him quick so he can release the ball and save himself from being hit.
Yeah.
You know, Lisa, I'm glad you brought up the offensive line in Tampa, because it's actually a good segue into Cam Newton. Because one of the things that the New England Patriots had going in forever was one of the best offensive line coaches in history, Dante Scarnecchia. Dante Scarnecchia retired for a little bit a couple years ago, and their offensive line fell apart. And then he came back, and all of a sudden the Patriots are winning Super Bowls again. So Dante Scarnecchia obviously is not in Tampa. Dante Scarnecchia is not in New England, but Belichick went and got Cam Newton, a quarterback who for years has made offensive linemen look better than they actually are because he's such a threat as a runner. It makes it easier for offensive linemen because there's so much indecision in the mind of the defense, and there's one more gap that defenses have to worry about when you've got a running quarterback. And because of that, I'm just sitting here wondering, Is Cam Newton going to be – I thought he might be good this year, but if he stays healthy, could he end up being way, way better than we anticipated?
He could, but, you know, we're looking at fresh legs right now. Let's get to week 4 or week 5 after Cam's been banged around a bit and see if he really wants to take all of these runs. I mean, right now he's feeling himself, right? So he's going to go out there and throw himself at it. But I think they'll have to simmer that back a bit, and I think that's going to affect him. Cam's got a much more realistic matchup this week facing Seattle. I love the fact that everybody overlooked Ryan Fitzpatrick throwing 3 interceptions against the Patriots last week because all we wanted to talk about was Cam Newton. And the reality was the Dolphins aren't that good. Let's put Cam in a couple other situations and evaluate the line. Let's evaluate how much he runs. And let's see if he actually allows his running backs to get any of the work, or if he's just going to vulture everything for himself until he no longer can.
Lisa Ann joining us for some fantasy football advice. If you want to text in 713-572-4610, we always rapid fire a few of your texts towards the end of the segment. Lisa, I want to circle back to Drew Brees and Michael Thomas and the Saints. Michael Thomas out with the injury. How concerning is this injury, one? And number two, is there anybody on the Saints that you look to step up that might be either available, or if somebody's got one of the Saints' other pass catchers on their roster, it becomes a much more must start this week?
It is Emmanuel Sanders time, everybody. That's right. If you were smart enough, believe it or not, I handcuffed Emmanuel Sanders to Michael Thomas in leagues because I wanted to have him as trade bait. I looked at it like, hey, someone's going to want shares of this offense. This way, if Michael Thomas is double covered, I can trade and get rid of Emmanuel Sanders. I will be playing Emmanuel Sanders. Also, Jared Cook has an opportunity to really step up, right? You're going to see a lot more going to Jared Cook. This injury does concern me. The fact that Michael Thomas didn't even want to be evaluated after the game let me know that he knows this is a high ankle sprain. He knows it's going to take time to recover. And that's just a bummer for Drew Brees, and it's a bummer for all of us who drafted Michael Thomas in the first round. But if Emmanuel Sanders is available, you got to play him.
Lisa, how about Washington's defense in week 1? Setting up their offense. I know they scored 27 points, but I think all their scoring drives took place or started on the Philadelphia side of the field. Look, we know Chase Young, second overall pick, really good player. That pass rush in Washington, though, pretty fearsome. Well, how do you evaluate this week? They go to Arizona this week to take on a Cardinals team where DeAndre Hopkins had a boatload of catches, and I'm sure Kyler Murray is a guy who's seen as a must-start by a lot of folks. But this Washington defense might be a little more stout than maybe coming into the year we thought they might be.
I completely agree. You know, we've been so distracted by talking about the changing of the name and everything going on in Washington, but did we really forget about Chase Young? I think he's going to be all over Kyler Murray, who is not a big guy, right? He's going to be all over Kyler Murray this week, and it was a shock. I mean, think about that game, and the Colts broke up like 80% of survivor pools, right, for the season because nobody saw this coming. We did forget about Chase Young. This is going to be a pass rush to fear for sure.
All right, a couple things before we let you go, Lisa. We'll hit a few texts here, but before we let you go, are there any sleepers or any pickups you made this week? There's still some leagues, I'm sure, that have some waiver wire pickups to do. Any recommendations for people you've been picking up in some of your bigger leagues guys and gals might be able to go out and go get?
So week one, I tend to really sit tight, right? I had some injuries. I have them tucked away on IR because a lot of us opened up the IR spots more this year with COVID. I don't like to make a crazy amount of moves because when you look at the risk factor of not seeing enough tape, right? 1 week with no preseason, every player is fresh and every player is out there preaching. This is why we don't want preseason. We play so much better without those four games. Blah, 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 blah. So I think you got to really sit tight and don't give away players that you believed in just 2 weeks ago in the draft. Now, if you're talking about Kerryon Johnson, yeah, let him go. He's got no value, right? But if you didn't pick up Frank Gore, you should. If you didn't pick up Adrian Peterson, he's out there, you should. But those are your couple of players out there. Tony Pollard is still available in leagues, and he shared a lot of work with Zeke last week, and I think they'll continue to do that in Dallas. So if Tony Pollard is out there, but really be patient with your team the first 2 to 3 weeks. After week two, you can really start to see who's been dropped, and really following the waiver wire moves that your league mates make can be more valuable than jumping to make your own moves, because sometimes your league mates will quit on a player that they shouldn't have quit on yet. And if you're studying those reports every week, you can make some monster pickups without everybody even noticing.
That's good advice. The early move might be no move at this point in the season. Lisa Ann joining us. All right, Lisa, let's rapid fire a few of these. We're getting a lot of, I'm glad people are asking about this because it's relevant to the local fan base here. We're getting a lot of should I play Deshaun Watson this week, which sounds crazy because I'm sure he was one of the first two or three quarterbacks drafted in most leagues, but they play the Baltimore Ravens. We're getting a lot of Watson or Brady, Watson or Josh Allen. What do you think about Deshaun Watson here in week two?
You got to play Deshaun Watson. He's still going to put up points for you in fantasy. He's not going to surrender. He's going to continue to fight back. Whether you win or lose, he's going to throw for his 3 or 4 touchdowns. That's what he's going to have to do to stay competitive. And what you all know in Houston about Deshaun Watson is he's competitive. So you do not bench your quarterback that you probably picked up as either the top 3 or 4 quarterback off the draft board.
Yeah, that's good advice. Lisa, Michael Gallup against the Falcons or Stephon Diggs against Miami in a flex position?
Man, I love Gallup because I think Atlanta's, you know, both teams, Atlanta and the Dallas Cowboys, really faulty defense. There's going to be a high-scoring affair. I like Diggs as well, but I don't love his quarterback as much. So I'm going Gallup in this one.
All right, another guy in a PPR league, flex position here. Todd Gurley going against Dallas, Stephon Diggs, or Will Fuller against the Baltimore Ravens?
You got to go Fuller. He's hot, you know, and he's going to be out there. So Deshaun Watson, trust him. That relationship is solid. I'm going Fuller.
I almost feel like if you have Fuller, it's like, man, enjoy it while you can, because it's only going to be like 9 games.
Yeah. I don't like to say that, but you smoke him while you got him.
All right, couple more here, Lisa. Jonnu Smith or Hayden Hurst?
Hayden Hurst this week. Dallas does allow points to the opposing tight end, so go for Hayden Hurst.
All right, we're getting one here. DJ Chark or Will Fuller?
Man, I love what Gardner Minshew put together last week. 19 out of 20. Boy, just went out there with that mullet and got it done. I mean, Jacksonville's supposed to be tanking, and they did not give the memo to Minshew at all. So I still want to go Fuller here, but, you know, DJ Chark is the only show in town for Gardner Minshew. So you got to look at that matchup and see how you feel. I should say Fuller.
Yeah.
Lisa, I feel like Gardner Minshew has a certain charisma about him and a certain look about him. I feel like he'd be good in a certain niche of acting. Does he have that vibe to you?
Oh my gosh, yes. He could be in every like rom-com where there's potentially a weird bar fight or like Dude, Where's My Car? Like, you know, like random movies that are like all the bad things that can happen to you in one day, and Gardner Minshew's the lead. I love his swagger. I really do. And I love being on a team that just has nothing and getting it done. His efficiency is unbelievable. And I just want to see if he can keep it up. But his whole mullet, his mustache, I dig it. I dig all of it.
Last one, Lisa, for someone who's obviously in a league with six teams, Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, my gosh. These questions, right? You're like, really? You can't bench Russell Wilson. I mean, no. Detroit has a decent – you can't bench – I'm sorry, Aaron Rodgers. Detroit has a decent defense, but I still trust New England and knock around Russell Wilson a little bit. So, yeah, Aaron Rodgers, yeah. Go for the hot hand.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, they're both the hot hand right now. They both were incredible in week one. Lisa Ann, our fantasy football expert, joining us in her segment with us here on Fridays. Lisa, great stuff as always. Good luck. Enjoy the games. We'll talk next week.
You got it. You guys enjoy the games as well. Have a great weekend.
All right, thanks. Lisa Ann joining us on the program. Good stuff as always.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.